Today is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn together? We have a gospel to proclaim. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. Let us pray. God of freedom, you have broken the tyranny of sin and sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, as all people may know the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's reading our first reading? Our first reading is from the book of Psalms.
A reading from the book of Psalms. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It's like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard. On the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing. Live forevermore. For the word of the Lord.
Please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn together. Let there be love shared among us.
Let there be love shared among us.
reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." He did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yes, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. For the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, I wonder what we make of that reading from Matthew. Recently, over the last few Sundays, we've been reading parables and incidents that the gospel writer has chosen to include in his writings to answer the big questions of what is the kingdom and who is Jesus. And Matthew is still doing that in our reading today. But it does seem a little bit jarring. Jesus seemingly ignores a mother's request for help for her daughter. The disciples get annoyed. And then Jesus says he only came to save a lost sheep of Israel and calls the woman a dog. It doesn't seem quite right to us. In fact, it can seem quite shocking. So what is going on in this story? As we listen to this, there's a lot of strange things happening, but they're all part of Matthew's goal to tell us about Jesus and about God's kingdom and to help us, his listeners, to answer those questions for ourselves. Last week, we read the story of Jesus walking on water. He ended up in Gennesaret, and everybody came wanting healing again. So finally, he's moved on. When he left that place, he's moved on, maybe to get a bit of peace and quiet finally. And he's come to the Gentile region of Tyre and Sidon. And this is an area where prudent Israelites would not care to walk alone, if at all. Being in and mixing with Gentiles and Gentile regions was something that Israelites would have avoided, and Canaanites were particularly abhorrent to them. They would have recalled from their scriptures the story of Queen Jezebel, the Canaanite who led King Ahab to world's Baal worship and sought the death of the prophet Elijah. The disciples would have been imbued in this culture. We've been expecting animosity, shouts of bigotry, mutual disdain. And yes, they heard some shouting, but what was it? It was a woman calling. Yes, she was a Gentile. Yes, she was a citizen of Tyre and Sidon. Yes, she probably worshipped some other god. But she was also the mother of a troubled child. And she was desperately crying as a concerned parent would. She'd heard of Jesus' reputation as one who healed the sick. She knew who he was. She called him Lord. She called him the Son of David. And she asked for help on behalf of her daughter, who was tormented by a demon. This is our first surprising thing that happens. A Canaanite woman knows who Jesus is and calls for help. And at first it seems as if Jesus is following the societal norms. He doesn't answer her. And the disciples are even more offensive, saying to Jesus, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting at us." And then the story pans out. Jesus says, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This again would have been the expected response. Jesus' followers saw Jesus as the promised Messiah, the one who'd come to save the Israelites. However, that may not be the meaning of what Jesus said. In Greek manuscripts, and Matthew was writing in Greek, there is no explicit punctuation. So Jesus' statement could have been a question. He could have been musing. Was I sent only to the lost sheep of Israel? We don't know. But it seems likely. He's asking the question, is his mission much bigger than what the disciples thought? And for Matthew's readers, whose most scholars believe were mostly from a Jewish background, this is an important question. For whom was the promise of the kingdom? Just for the Jews, or for all who can declare that Jesus is Lord? One of the other readings set for today that we heard at 7 and is in the notice paper is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And he addresses the same topic. He draws on the Old Testament image of Israel as an olive tree whose roots supports all the branches. Paul says that some of these branches have been broken off, but others have been grafted in. He says it is not where you come from that matters, but the fact that you are now connected to the root. Gentiles and Jews can all be part of this, says Paul. The Canaanite woman, says Matthew, can be a part of this as well. So back in our gospel passage, the woman continues her plea on behalf of her tormented daughter. Have mercy on me, she cries. Kyrie eleison, the great traditional call for divine mercy. She knows who Jesus is. She knows he can help her. So let's think that Jesus continues in a reflective mood. Is it fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs? Now, the disciples may have heard in that the familiar and favourite insult about the Canaanites by Israelites. It has much the same implication as heard today. But that's not the meaning that Jesus implied. The word that Jesus used for dog in the Greek is the word for doggy or puppy. It's a pet dog he's referring to. Certainly one would feed one's puppy and all the other animals that our kids said they had in their households as well. Surely not at the expense of your children, maybe. But the woman picks up on this. In her culture, pet dogs were very welcome in the home, much more so than maybe in Jewish houses. They would often sit under the table, be fed offcuts from at the same time as the family. So she turned the illustration back on Jesus. Surely there should be some crumbs available for a Gentile such as her. We think back to two Sundays ago, we had the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and some people. And there, after all the good Jewish men, women and children had their fill, what was left? 12 basketfuls of leftovers were collected. A bit more than crumbs. There's a lot was left over. A woman knows that she's not a Jew and that God's promises were to the Jews firstly. So she doesn't think she deserves anything from Jesus, but surely she can have some of the leftovers. And Jesus commends her faith. Her daughter is healed. Clearly, Matthew is recounting this story as a foretaste of the expansion of a mission of the church beyond Jerusalem and Judea, the inclusion of Gentiles as inheritors of God's promises. But I didn't start with the Acts of the Apostles, the story of the early church. The disciples are here being reminded of God's desire to bless all. The psalm that we heard this morning, Psalm 133, is known as the Psalm of Ascents. A psalm that the people would have recited as they climbed up the Temple Mount to go and worship, as they go to worship God. And this is a reminder that it was always God's aim for unity and blessings for all. The psalmist says, it is as fragrant as oil upon the head that runs down over the beard, fragrant as the oil upon the beard of Aaron, that ran down over the collar of his robe. Aaron was one of the person anointed as the first priest. Oil is the symbol of being chosen, of being anointed, of being healed. Oil was used for all those purposes. The psalmist says, it's like a dew of Hermon, that the dew that falls upon the hill of Zion. Water, life-giving water, oil for blessing. It was for all. For Jesus' disciples, this was a revelation. For Matthew's people, it was of encouragement to welcome all into their fellowship. And for us, it is a reminder that the ways of the kingdom are sometimes surprising and often not what we expect. A modern hymn by Caroline Winfrey Gillette sums this up. She came to Jesus from outside the fold, Canaanite woman, persistent and bold. Looking to Jesus, she wanted to see one who would help her and set her child free. Claiming a blessing, a touch of God's grace, she knew God's love was not bounded by place. Jesus, you listened, debated, then healed, for in her asking, her faith was revealed. God, you still bless those who seek you in prayer. You welcome dreamers who faithfully dare. In Christ now risen, your mercy extends. Those on the outside are welcomed as friends. Amen. Please stand as you're able and affirm with me our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the world and for the Church. We pray for the peace of the world, the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority. Pray for those affected by the earthquakes this week in Western Colombia and in Indonesia. For the authorities seeking to bring relief to those affected. We pray too for those who have influence in the parts of the world where there is conflict. We pray for the people of Ukraine, of Gaza, Iran, Israel, the Sudan. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the welfare of your Holy Church, for our Archbishop Jeremy, our Bishop John, and for all the clergy and people. And the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church in Wales, the Diocese of Newcastle, the Parish of Alora Clifton, the Church Wardens, Parish Councillors, Parish Nominators, and Synod Representatives in our Diocese, and for the Glenny School to Womba. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that we may share with justice the resources of the earth and live in trust and goodwill with one another. We pray for our elected leaders, our Prime Minister, Premier, Lord Mayor, MPs and councillors. We pray for our local community, for our local high schools of Yeronga, Mansfield High, Holland Park, Mount Gravatt, and Brisbane State. And we thank you for the opportunity we have to launch Little Angels Tarragindi here for the local community, and pray for Mel Ware as she recruits staff. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the aged and the infirm, for the bereaved and the lonely, for the sick and suffering. In our parish, we pray for Ryan, Sharon, David, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Dawn, Margaret, Peter, Maxine and Robin, Glenn and Rose, Mon, Scott and Tim. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We praise you, Lord God, for the communion of saints and for the glorious hope of the resurrection to eternal life. From our parish book of remembrance, we give thanks for the lives of Matilda Annie Hancocks, Maria Elaine Phipps, Robert Wilkie Burns, William Graydon Illingworth, Thora Jean Jardine, Dawn Lily Slaughter, Francis Clark Brine, Howard Frederick Hoffman, Norman Fitzroy McLean, Leonard Francis Byrne, Bernard Hilton Birtwistle, Donald Bradbury, James Leslie Carr, Elaine Adelaide Paulson, and Penelope and McKay Wood. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins and penances and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand? We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Five people at home on Zoom, peace be with you. As we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, When We Walk With the Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free and the whole earth live to praise your name. Well, now let's stand as we sing our missional hymn, For I'm Building a People of Power. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.